Meeting to order on Thursday, June 26, 2025 at 4 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa Conference Room. Second order of business, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item three, roll call. Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Huang. Present on Zoom. Senator Kuster. Present on
present.
Zoom. Senator Lawson. Absence unexcused. Senator Lucchesi. Absence excused. Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Maselli. Present. Senator Moss. Present on
present.
Zoom. And Senator Packard, absence unexcused. The quorum is present. Moving on to agenda item four, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item five, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. Moving on to agenda item six, reports. Are there any reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item seven, old business. There's no old business to be considered at this time. Moving on to agenda item eight, new business. So the first 8A, the first discussion point is figuring out the fall 2025 financial review schedule. I drafted up something very similar to last year's, just based on meeting every other week and starting in early September. I want to make sure all of you have a good idea of your fall schedules so we can see if these times work for you. I just put in here tentatively that we would meet on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. Does that work for a majority of you?
Okay.
If not, we can just talk about what works. Works for Dylan.
Yeah, that works for me.
Works for Caden. And September.
Yeah, I just checked my schedule. It works for me too.
Perfect. September 1st is a holiday, and so that's why I have it starting on the 8th. And Director Rodriguez, I would appreciate your feedback too. Is there a reason they grouped programming, executive board, new student initiatives, etc., together, or is it just sort of how they did it and that seems to work?
Yeah, and like some new student initiatives, quite frankly, won't have spent a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The programming board probably will have by the time the 8th comes along. And so some of those are scheduled now based on the fact that if you do them too early, you're literally going to have zero expenses at the account. So.
Gotcha. And what's the difference? Actually, no, those are just two different accounts. Okay. I was going to ask about concert versus programming and why those aren't grouped together. But
I think at some point ASUN decided, let's just be transparent and separate out the concert and what we're going to spend. But it's under the purview of Rayling, or the director of programming.
Okay. So does that... Do those dates seem to work with you all? I'll send, why don't I just do that right now? Send this to the chat. And if everyone likes the message or something, we can go ahead and move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
We already have rooms booked. Thank you, Sandy. I really appreciate that. And so we should just be able to meet every other week during the fall. The last week is just for extras. And then as far as conducting those meetings, I wanted to, one, see how it was done in the past and just get any feedback, but also sort of moving on to agenda item 8B, data collection. I think we can sort of systemize collecting data from these reviews and throw everything into a report at the end of the semester and the end of the year, and I think that'd be good to present to, you know, the next president and vice president, just to help us build budgets in the future. And what I want to ask and sort of brainstorm with you all is how, what we should include in that report. And I was thinking maybe we could send a questionnaire to the different accounts before our meeting occurs, and so they give us the information and then we interpret that information rather than trying to just get the information during the meeting. I think it would be more time efficient to just send that out before. What are your guys' thoughts? What do you think is important? Yes, and theirs.
Yeah, so I really like the idea of having like a report at the end of the year, and I think that this report should include like some kind of recommendation mm-hmm. of how what spending could look like in the future in the department and what they're doing well already as spending their budget. And then we can also factor in attendance and what students are interested in when it comes to events and initiatives. So like what students are kind of drawn to when it comes to ASU events or initiatives, and what is being offered for the students. And then we could take notes and collect numbers of what departments are spending their money on. So this could be like food activities or merch or some kind. And then we could do this by suggesting before their financial review, they can send like an itemized budget of like what they spent at each like little event. I think they already do that when they pass their budgets through their public meetings. But having that itemized budget going into budget and finance, it kind of helps us already look and see what money is being spent directly, and also promotes more transparency if we add it to the budget and finance agenda in the future.
Perfect.
So
yeah.
Can I make a recommendation?
Of course.
Because I love it, but we're talking programming board. Could this body write up a bill and pass an official budget request, right? So it asks you how much this is, what's the average cost per student? But not everybody's doing that, but it would be nice if budget and finance created a law that said, from here on out, you're gonna do that. So exec board idea, everybody would have to use the standard budget form, and then you could literally grab the data from that. So if there's any other data you think we should be adding to that budget form.
What do you think should be included on that budget form? So just like a category for your expenses and what you've spent.
Do you want to bring up a program? The programming board agenda is sure. Is on the ASUN website?
In the box or just on the website?
No, on the website, because
okay.
They're gonna meet on Friday. And
gotcha.
So they have budgets attached. That's what I'm saying, look at it. I think you all could request, if you made an official budget, you could request, as the Budget or Finance Committee, you could request any information.
Mm-hmm.
Like number of students you expect to serve, average cost per student, location. Like if the same spaces are being used over and over again, what does that say? I don't know what it says, but maybe you could draw a conclusion about that. But yeah, if you bring it up, I've been trying to get people to standardize and they won't. Maybe they will now if you all create a law.
Gotcha.
Right.
So would that have to be legislation then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would write up a bill and say every body is in a body, spending money must officially use this budget so that we can gather data. Right?
Just a clarification. Wait.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know if I was the last week. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a little clarification. Like, are you suggesting we kind of draft a bill to have like an official form that they could fill out that says specifically like what their event is, like specifically to what event programming does, because I'm familiar with a little bit about the process.
And then have them forward that budget to this committee and you all can start gathering data.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So then it's standardized data across the board.
Okay. I think I understand. So we're just within each account, we want them to have a standardized budget to mm-hmm. fill out and send to us.
Right.
Do you want that to be the same thing, or do you think that should be the same thing as the questionnaire we send out before the financial reviews? Should we just be looking at that, or is it worth it to have two different?
That's up to you, but
okay.
You guys can have a discussion about it. Now, I will tell you this, the programs and services are different. Like, it's just gonna be tires and oil, and you know what I'm saying for pack rides? They don't pass budgets, but the control you have over them is that they can't just take money and spend it on something random, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you guys do budget reviews. But for all the ASUN, like the government accounts, absolutely. And right now, you all are the ones missing data. I got a ton of data on the programs and services side, right? We don't have any data when it comes to the government side of things.
Okay.
So that's an idea. So, just play with it.
Yeah, so just a question, just as being a new senator, just to clarify. So is our goal to kind of go over existing budgets and kind of give feedback on them, or is our goal more to help develop these budgets and help create where the money is being allocated?
Your goal would be to collect all these budgets, gather the data, and do an end of semester report. By the end of fall 2025, we learn that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you open up, like I said, if you open up the
sorry.
Yeah, go to government,
mm-hmm.
then scroll down to meetings, keep going, public meetings, click on that, and then go to the programming board, hit their mm-hmm. agenda.
So, Marcel, do you mind sharing your screen too, if you don't mind?
Yes, of course. Got like a mirrored screen and a mirrored screen and a mirrored screen.
And so if you scroll down, the program board has always done this. They've always had an official budget, right? The budget serves their need. What is the need of the Budget and Finance Committee? What kind of information do you need? And so if you'll notice, they'll give you a breakdown like cost per student, where the event is taking place. Is there anything else a Budget and Finance Committee would want to learn about every budget that gets approved, right? And so that's a great way for you all to gather data.
And so is programming the only ones who actually create something like this, or does every department?
I think that there definitely is a template in the box, but I think that each department kind of changes it a little bit. I know the executive so the president's cabinet does it a little differently, IDEA does it a little differently, but it's all based off kind of like the similar template.
Okay.
But I think that if we pass that legislation to have it be all pretty similar, it all has the same data that we want to collect out of it, I think it becomes more of like a standardized practice, like Sandy.
Well, like right there it says expected attendance. Then part of the bill will be after your event, you have to go in and upload the actual attendance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the actual amount spent. And so then you can start comparing the data before and after. As a Budget and Finance Committee, you should be interested in that.
Yeah. Senator McAndrews.
So then I would say, like, if we do write a bill, then maybe it's not necessarily, like, including anything when they do the financial, like, report at the beginning, but maybe it's, like, just the data they have in the, like, after the event.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they ran out of things, or maybe they bought too many things,
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I mean? Like, it'll, I think at the end of the day, the main goal is to see how many students we're actually facing at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but I think it's also important to recognize what you know, where the money's going to cost being spent properly. Because if you have a committee that's a group that's consistently overspending, I think that's something we also want to know. Like if they're requesting $200 and using a certain amount, I think we also want to see like which committees are using money for this and that. And I think it's really important to see what's overspent as well.
I would say equally important is organizations that are underspending,
mm-hmm.
which is actually happening more than the overspending. And Jared is already doing part of this work for you on the clubs and orgs end, so you don't have to worry about the club funding. But right now what's happening is that there's a lot of rollover.
Mm-hmm.
So they may budget but not use the money, but then if they're not using it, it forces the organization to reconcile as soon as possible to put the unused dollars back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can spend.
Yeah.
Instead, it just hangs out there.
Right. And that's sort of like what we were talking about last week. People get accustomed to having that rollover, and it's not really reflective of what the financial situation is if they're building their budget off of that, right?
Yeah, and I don't recommend to this body. I don't think it's something you should visit every time. I think you should do the financial reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your last meeting is actually spent compiling the data and presenting a report
yeah.
that you can present to Senate at the beginning of the spring semester, saying here's how the financials actually worked out.
Yeah.
Proposed and then actual.
Has something like that ever been done before, where there's a report reported to the Senate, or?
No. No, I think the programming board comes the closest,
okay,
because they do have to keep track of their money.
Yeah.
Right? They need to know, okay, what didn't we spend? But yeah, I think equally important is cost per student, estimated attendance versus actual attendance. If year after year you're doing a program and you're thinking you're going to get 3,000 people and you're getting 50, that's actually grounds for the Senate to come back and say, maybe it's time to put this program to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Senator McAndrews?
My concern about like the end of event report is like, how are we actually going to get those numbers of actual attendance? I feel like it's a little blurry, right? Because if we make it hard for the students to like attend or like have extra steps, they're going to be less likely to enjoy the things that we put on. But then as a director or people who work the event, like, is someone going to be counting them? Like, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts?
Go ahead, Senators.
Usually at a lot of our ASU1 events, we use the PacLife check-in. We use like a little QR code, and then it's called Campus Labs. We scan the QR code and check in each student, or they could type in their first and last name or email, and it kind of checks them in manually. Of course, sometimes like students, you know, pass the check-in booth and they get slipped up, but I think a lot of people also count. If I remember correctly, they have like a handheld counter and they kind of just watch people walk in and count. As they're doing it, if it's indoor, it's a little difficult outdoors, but I think that is usually the process that departments usually go through, and I've heard it's been pretty successful outside of programming as well.
Well, if you pass along, they got to figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in their best interest that they do it. The Joe, by the way, will have employees that stand at the door, and you're walking in and they're clicking,
mm-hmm,
and then they're happy to give you the count.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're talking about events like out on KC Lawn. I guarantee you that if ESI security is there, Handy can give you an almost to the number estimate. This guy's been doing large scale events forever. So Club Fair, he will give you an estimate that is super close to the number.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the events, right, that get harder to count. But yeah, I think we have enough expertise to arrive at that number.
Okay.
Senator Custer, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, and I also agree with that, because that's what I was going to say, that I think that even in larger events, a rough estimate, I think, can be helpful. And I did have a question. I was wondering if you could get a copy of the report that programming has, so that we can kind of look over what they report on, what data they're collecting, and we can decide if this is something that we want to put into a bill or what we think is necessary to kind of translate to our bill that we might be creating.
Yeah, are you referring to the one that I have pulled up?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it over.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Of course.
And again, you can add more things if you think they're viable. The programming board's been using this form forever. They use it for their needs, right? That doesn't mean that the Senate body can't say, actually, we need additional information from you. We're not going to get in the way of you approving or disapproving your own budget. But we expect data, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you do pass a budget, and this is the data we're requesting from you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, so I think if we work this summer and we can all talk about it on that bill, that would be a bill, right? Not a binding resolution. Okay.
It would be a bill, because you'd be actually putting it in your SAS.
Yeah. If we work on that, and if that's a way of standardizing the budgets that each account fills out, then I don't know if it is even, we'll have that information. And so I don't think the form that they would be required to fill out before a financial review would even be necessary at that point, because we're tailoring this to our needs, like you mentioned. So if all of our needs are in that budget that they have to fill out, then I think we can interpret the data from there.
Yeah, at the end of each semester, but
mm-hmm,
during your regular, you're still going to do the regular financial review.
Of course. I was just imagining before the review, we send a form or, you know, something for the account to fill out, that provides us information going into the meeting. I see that this budget, if it's required to fill out at the beginning of the semester, at least initially, because they can't update the event stats until the event happens, but that would be the serve the purpose of that, that form.
After this, we don't have to problem solve this. I want to go talk to Aaron.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if there's a way we can fill out these budgets online so that we capture the data in, on some format like Excel, which means then we can extract the data, right? Mm-hmm. So that you all aren't having to go back in and do all this data entry after the fact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let me talk to, I know, I can tell you that he's been playing with the budget requests on Pack Life. Which actually is meant to do this, the original budget, but we're focused on clubs and orgs submitting budget requests. So if clubs and orgs can do it in Pack Life, why couldn't the programming board do it in Pack Life? You still have to upload something onto an agenda because it's necessary for Nevada Open Meeting Law, but I don't want to see you all spending hours inputting data then after the fact. That would be a nightmare. But like I said, we can problem solve that with Aaron after.
Senator McAndrews?
I'm curious, like, logistically, who would be the person from each, like, department uploading the end of event reports?
Can I defer to you, Director?
Sure. And again, that would be the problem. The programming board would have to figure that out. The executive board would have to figure that out. Me, I think positions already exist. There's already an AD of budgets, right? There's already an AD of budgets for the clubs and orgs board. They can create, or one of the positions and idea can take that on. So I go back to you're the Senate. Mm-hmm. You tell them this is how you're going to do it. They go back and they figure out how they're going to do it. I don't think, you're not asking for anything impossible. It's not anything that's not already interwoven in some parts of ASU and government.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
So that could literally be part of your bill. You will designate someone.
Mm. I see.
Got it.
Go so ahead. Are you, for clarification, are you saying more of like each department has the responsibility of assigning someone to do like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good idea.
But then I also don't want to be harsh on them. That's why I want to go talk to Aaron after this.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it easier for them to submit budgets
right.
so that, you know, maybe that data just transfers over when you do the before and after.
Mm-hmm.
And how do, I mean, these financial reviews, are we going to be, is the focus going to shift? I mean, how do they typically look and is this going to change anything if we're comparing their budget?
Who has
their
sat
budget?
On BNF before? Hasn't Matthew sat on BNF before? You can ask Matthew.
Senator Huang, do you have any input on your experience with past budget and finance meetings?
Yeah, so how they went in the past, normally what would happen was the chair would call in some representative from whatever department we're reviewing. They'd come in, they'd give a presentation, they'd probably prepare some sort of memo explaining how they spent their money, and then we talk about how they spent that together, and then we'd also ask them any questions if we had any, and then they would also sometimes talk about what they plan to do with their funds in the future, and then we'd sometimes question them on that. I'm not sure how this would affect all of this. I think it would maybe just help us understand a little better what exactly they're doing and just maybe give us more numbers and more statistics. I also think it would help maybe guide the conversation. I know last session, sometimes we would just not have any questions or we'd just be like, all right, that sounds good. So I think this is a good start, but, yeah, just like to hear the conversation as it unfolds, but there's that.
Perfect. Thank you. Senator Bears, did you want to add anything? Senator Holm, I've got a question. What kind of questions would typically come up during the reviews?
I think something that we had brought up, it was maybe like, why are you guys spending all this money on the orientation, right, events? Or like, why do you guys want to spend money here? Or I can't think of the exact scenarios, but I do remember it's just like sometimes we would talk about why, how much money is being spent here, or we'd ask, okay, how many people are you guys affecting? But honestly, most things would be explained through the memos that they give us and the presentations that they have. So again, like I feel like most of the time we normally just didn't have that many conversations or that many questions if we had any at all.
Okay. Director Rodriguez, do you want to add anything?
No.
Okay, Senator Bears.
Yeah, so Matthew Hong actually hit it on the nail, obviously, as someone who has sat on the Committee on Budget and Finance. But on the executive side of you, when we did get sent our email to do the financial reviews, when I was the AD of budget for event program, I'm just going to drag in my experience there. I was just told to kind of bring any relevant information to the table, so I just made sure to attach every single itemized budget that we did for whatever spending we were doing. And then I kind of just went through line item, like, oh, we decided to get more of an expensive stage instead of a less expensive one because we needed to be sturdy for a stomp show. And that was kind of like the line-by-line process I kind of like went through as the someone who was coming in to present to the Committee of Budget and Finance. And I think that with the updated standardized budget practice that we're planning to implement with the bill, I think it'd kind of bring more organization and maybe more expansive conversations with the department representatives with their budget, I think, but yeah.
I was gonna say, when the student directors, et cetera, come to me and say, what should we put in this memo? My advice to them is, put in so much information that there's no questions left to ask. Mm. You all should also be focused on asking the big picture questions. For example, publications come in, why are you still printing a magazine when the work can be online? Why are you still printing? That's a hard question,
mm-hmm.
right? And quite frankly, just neither here nor there, but things aren't printed anymore. So why is operating being funded, right? Those are the kinds of questions you all need to be asking. It's not necessarily just about now because a budget has been passed, but it's about the future. At the end of this year, you're gonna be able to give feedback to the incoming president to say, we've got some recommendations for you. Is it really still viable that A occur, that B occur? You know, couldn't you reframe and put those funds elsewhere? So don't be so focused on the details, right, of the memo, that you lose sight of the fact you're the Budget and Finance Committee,
mm-hmm.
and your role is to provide oversight,
mm-hmm.
right, to the budget as a whole, which means give recommendations, right? And maybe I'm not advocating for cutting any budgets. That just happened to be the example that came up. Sometimes it is hard to implement midway through a year after a budget's been passed. That doesn't mean it can't be a recommendation for the future.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the president and vice president's job in life's a lot easier if they aren't, you know, sort of blindly cutting things and they actually have the information there in a way that it doesn't actually harm a lot. Senator Custer, did you have your hand up? Sorry, I might have missed you.
No, you're good. I did, but my question was answered. Thank you.
Okay. So, drafting the bill and talking about what our needs are for this new standardized budget are sort of the main overarching themes I'm hearing from this. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else? Yes.
I think
Andrews?
At the end of the day, like, the main goal is just how every event and our operations are reaching the students. So if there's any data that provides more of that context, then I think that would be extremely helpful for us doing our job.
Does anyone else have any points they want to make or any questions or concerns? Yeah, Senator Custer.
Yeah, so maybe just for the people that have served on this committee before, I think it might be helpful to make a list of some of the things that they found helpful that people brought in so we could start trying to, you know, have an idea of what this template or form would look like. Like, obviously, the money they spent, the students impacted, or, you know, maybe before, like, what they requested, how much they spent. Just try to get a little bit more information on what members that were currently on this committee think is helpful.
I guess that is up to me to answer.
Yeah, go ahead, Senator Vaughn.
Well, again, I think we try and talk about everything, and like Dr. Rodriguez was saying, I think a lot of times everything they give is very comprehensive. But if we want to look back and see what's been done in the past, I mean, we have access to that on the box. We can look back onto like what has been given in the memos and maybe even look at some of the old archives, and if we want to like understand that a little bit better. I'm not sure of any questions off the top of my head, but I mean, maybe you guys have anything more specific to ask, like, oh, like what do they say about this or say about that, then maybe I can give more of an answer.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily mean like specifics of like what this department said, what that department said, but just more in general, like besides the obvious, like is there anything else that comes to your mind besides like how much they requested, how much they actually spent, students involved, or, you know, estimated number of students, actual number of students? I mean, those are the four that come to my head. I just was wondering if there's anything else that comes to anyone else's head on terms of if we're trying to make this a standardized process, if there's something else that's important to also know for our data collection.
Actually, I have one that I think would be always helpful to ask is, how do they feel about their budget, right? Do they feel constrained about the money they're spending or the money that they have left over for whatever amount of time we have for the semester? Are they constrained or do they have too much? Or how do they feel about this? And I think that's always a good question to ask. I know Inkblot was always struggling last session. So I think just asking that for a lot of people would help us better know whether or not we need to make some changes.
Senator Bears.
I think also maybe like adding like what is the goal of their event or initiative that they're wanting to implement with the budget. I know that a lot of times like there is usually a goal or what they want to do with the amount being spent. So I think adding that to our data collection maybe could help us find like a common statistic or some kind of number that kind of sticks out to the committee in the future.
Senator McAndrews.
How maybe like the demand for the event?
Service?
Yes. Yeah.
I think these are great points. And I, on demand/service, I have a list, Senator Custer, as well, of just ideas to sort of answer your question. Obviously, the money allotted versus the money spent, or what they're planning to spend. We could split it up into category. When is their largest expense? What vendors are they using? I know it might be useful to see, at least from the programming side, but really everywhere, if we can get some consistency with vendors and have numbers for that. And it would actually be interesting to compare vendors. Whether they're over budget, underspending, sort of like we talked about. And then the points that were just recently brought up, how do you feel about it? The demand/service, the goal of the event or initiative. But go ahead if your hand is up.
Yeah, I think those are all amazing ideas. I think that the more numerical we can do data collection would be better. So maybe some kind of scale of like, you know, like I love the demand one and I love those ideas of like asking, you know, how they feel about their constraints. I think that maybe some kind of rating scale, like one being they felt super constrained, 10 being they had enough funds. And I think that's a great idea, a good way to quantify how much or how these committees are feeling or departments are feeling.
I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying that scale would represent how they feel about the budget, or?
Yeah, just something, because, you know, instead of, I think that's a good, I think the more numerical we can stick for data analysis is a lot easier for us to see. I mean, that might be the engineer is saying that, but no, but just in terms of trying to make sure that, like, I think something like, if we can try to do, like, obviously, like, what's the goal of never going to be numerics, really hard for that, but something like, you know, how constrained did you feel with your budget from 1 to 10, maybe 10 being, you know, super constrained and 1 being not constrained at all, so that way, if we're trying to create some kind of template or something that everybody uses to try to create consistency, I think coming up with a numerical representation, I think, is really helpful for as much as we can.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Definitely quantifying things. Senator McAndrews.
This is a little trivial, but like, how about the date of the event? And see maybe like we can compare it to when other events happened at that time. Mm-hmm. But also maybe like collaborations if other departments work together.
Yeah, who were their collaborators?
Yeah.
That's a good
And so are these all things, I guess this is mainly to you, Director Rodriguez, are these all things that would be on this budget, or are we going more into a pre-financial review questionnaire?
You're Senate, you're the Budget and Finance Committee, you can literally ask. Once you approve a budget form, they'll have to submit all this information.
Okay.
Anna, come on, they have all that information, right? They just don't think to put it in the budget because no one's ever asked them for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think if it's all in one place, that's better.
Sure.
Okay, Senator McAndrews?
At this moment, is there a way that we can pull up a, budget submit from like any programming or anything so we can just look at what it looks like now?
So we have this one from programming that we're looking at.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And then point of clarification, is this like per event that's coming up? And like this is the only documentation that they have to submit when it comes to whenever they throw an event?
According to Nevada Open Meeting Law. So do you see how Nevada Open Meeting Law requires governing bodies and sub-bodies, when they're going to spend money, to put an action item on the agenda and then attach supporting documentation, right? So they're meeting Nevada Open Meeting Law with this.
Mm-hmm. So, but this is it.
This is it.
This is the only thing that we get.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that follows this.
No. Now, that doesn't mean that, for example, the programming board has been really good about saying, okay, now let's find out what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the data remains with them.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying as a board is we'd like to gather data for all of the bodies and committees of ASUN by passing a law that says you'll all submit this budget requiring this information so that we can assess.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I thought you already called. Okay.
I was.
Okay, cool. So whenever any department in ASUN throws an event, they need to submit something like this.
They do.
Okay.
The problem right now is a lack of consistency when it gets submitted.
Okay.
And so that's the other thing you'll bring into this is consistency.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Meaning that some budgets might have a cost per student, others may not. Because there's no law that forces them to do this. The programming board is just super conscientious, right?
I see.
That being said, in all fairness, they've been around for so long, right? These other boards just started. So, yeah, they do the best they can. Oh, we don't need a budget that's that complicated. We'll just use something a little bit different. Therein lies that inconsistency.
I see. Okay.
Go ahead, Senator Kenders. Then I'll calling you, Senator Gusser.
Just thinking about it from, like, looking at this information, and I really like the idea of consistency. I would really like to see us work on a bill where maybe we follow a guideline of consistency, and along with that bill, that comes from every department needing to share end of event, numbers and reports.
Yeah, I think those are all things that should be included in the bill. Senator Custer, go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that it's important to make it digital. I think is really important. Again, so that we don't have to do data entry. We can find a spot basically to do where, as they're filling out this information, we're already collecting data. Is a really important thing. And I think that making one form, I think we were talking about the idea of like a post form or pre form. I think that if we can make one form that they have to go back to and submit their actual numbers will make everyone's lives easier, especially theirs as well. So I think that if we're going to try to put this in a bill, I think that one form consistent across the board with pre and post data, I think is probably our best bet.
That's a good idea.
I agree. I think keeping it all in one place is a good idea. Senator McAndrews?
Even as like an idea too, we could just... I think this is what Senator Custer was saying, but if we just had made our own outline where it was like open to any director that needed to submit an end of event report or a report like this for their programming. So every single time we're seeing the same exact thing, but just from different people. I think that's a very good idea. I like that.
Agreed. Yeah, working on that consistency. So I think, yeah, we can all work on this bill and think about how we want to put this form together, this budget form, and we'll go from there. I think this has been a great discussion.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Take the next week or two, literally go Google budget submission forms.
Yeah.
You know, and see, corporations, are you kidding? Do you think that they're not gonna let every penny go without understanding?
Mm-hmm.
There's for-profit world, there's the nonprofit world, and then there's government entities. All of them have budget submission forms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to reinvent the wheel. I'm saying there's probably something out there already, right? That you can take and it'll be consistent, and then we can work with Aaron to create some kind of submittal kind of thing so that people aren't doing a whole bunch of work. You literally go in and submit the data and then you can print it out.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Does anyone else have anything to add on these two discussion items? Seeing none. I just want to say, if we are going to start working on the bill, definitely try to include everyone in the committee. I think it would be a good thing to have a collaborative effort on this. And we should definitely try and see it this summer before the fiscal year starts,
yeah,
which is very soon.
I would encourage you to first look at what you want before you start writing the bill.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Do the research. Again, I'm hard pressed to believe that this hasn't been invented somewhere else.
Right.
At some other college or university, right?
Right. Okay. Great. I think that was super productive. Thanks, everyone. We'll move on to agenda item 9 now, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none. Moving on to agenda item 10, I adjourn this meeting on Thursday, June 26, 2025 at 4:52 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa conference room, in person and on Zoom.
Woo!